of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You are a kind person. A pinch of kindness goes a long way. Thank you, Ken. So we are in the second Sunday of the Sermon on the Mount, and we will have more next week. Last week, we talked about the Beatitudes, those things where Jesus is saying, this is what life is about. And this is how you can live, building up God's kingdom, by being merciful and peacemakers. Today, Jesus calls us to own who it is that we are. Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. It's not, you will become the salt of the earth. You might be the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. You can't be anything other than the salt of the earth. Salt can't be something other than salt. Salt is one of the most stable compounds ever in the universe. We are salt. We are built for love, for kindness, for compassion, for community. Anytime we try to be something else, we do damage to ourselves. We do harm to others. You are salt of the earth. You are light of the world. Again, not you might be the light of the world. You could be the light of the world, but you are the light of the world. You are meant to shine. You are meant to be seen. The love that is inside you is meant to be broadcast for others to see. Again, any time that we hide that light, any time that we shrink back out of fear or out of a sense of loneliness or whatever, we do harm to ourselves. We do harm to our communities. We are meant to be that light that shines on a lampstand and gives light to others. God is serious about this righteousness thing. And we need to be serious about it too. It has been some difficult weeks listening to the news, listening to what's going on, watching world politics play out, and wondering, where do we find hope? Where do we find grounding? Where do we find a place that we can stop feeling powerless? This is where we have to understand ourselves as salt and light. Because we need to be able to say to the world, there is a different way. We need to be able to look at the world and at the news and at what's going on at a temperature in Antarctica of 65 degrees and say, we can make a difference. We are not without hope. We need to be able to stand up and say that. We need to be able to come together and say that. We need to broadcast it to the world. Somebody asked me this week, why did you get into this whole church thing? I said, that's a really good question. One I struggle with. Another pinch of kindness. Just overflowing here. Somebody asked, why did you get into this church thing? And I said, because I believe that there is still hope for this world. And I believe that the church needs to be a part of that. Because all of the things that I have learned about who Jesus was and what Jesus taught, most of that, it doesn't have any resemblance to what I learned as a child. But it all teaches me that we are connected one with another, that we are better together, that we are stronger together, that there is hope and there is love and there and that love can change things, that all movements towards justice happen. We're nurtured in an environment of love and faith and a belief in something that's bigger than ourselves. I said I wanted to be a part of that because I think the church is at a place where it's ready to listen. Ready to listen to a world that is hurting. Ready to listen to people that have voices and experience that have been silenced for too long. Listen to the truth from our friends and neighbors, people who are different from us, people on the margins, people who have been left out of the church, people who have been driven away from the church. I think the church is ready to listen to these people in ways that it hasn't before. I think churches and people of various religious traditions are at a place where they can listen to one another. But the world has become small enough, and we know enough about one another that we can bridge our differences and stop reacting with fear to one another. And this is why I think Jesus talks about follows these two, you are the salt and you are the light, with a talk about the law. He says, I haven't come to change the law. The law has been the same. Everything I'm telling you about the power of love and the power of grace and the power of forgiveness is everything that you have known from the very beginning. The great commandments to love God and love one another. To do justice, to love mercy, or to love kindness, and to walk humbly. None of this has changed. None of this is going to change. People will try to tell you that there are different rules and that there are different kinds of formulas for how to be right with God, but really the only thing that matters is the law of loving one another. He says the Pharisees and the scribes take this very seriously. So you need to take it seriously too. Because you can't let somebody else define for you what righteousness before God means. And if you don't take it seriously, somebody else will. Somebody else will put a whole list of rules and a whole big fences around what it means to be right with God. They will become in love with power and forget about the gospel. So you need to be better. You need to be more concerned about what your own righteousness with God is than even the Pharisees and the scribes. You need to get to get clear about what love looks like in your world. These words are no less true today. In fact, I think they are probably the most true words that we could speak today. We are called to live lives of faith out loud. We are called to live lives of truth in all things, to live out our hope in public ways, to love extravagantly all people. It's that simple, and it's that difficult. Because in our world, there are people who will not want to hear, not want to see our expressions of love. That the truth teller, the truth is that the truth tellers aren't always vindicated. They don't always win. Sometimes they are cast out. Sometimes it feels like the powers of evil, or just those who worship power above all things, are winning. And that's why we can sometimes want to take our little light and just sort of shrink away, go back into our homes and go online and talk to people who are just like us, people that share our values, people that share our things, shrink back into our own little echo chamber because it makes us feel good. It makes us feel safe. It's hard to stick your neck out. It's hard to be the one to stand up in a room and say, yeah, it's just not right how we're treating these people. Or I really think that we are called to love our neighbor. Or I really don't think that what's going on here is legal, is in the best interests of all. It's hard to be that person. And those who are in power will do everything in their power to deny, to shame, to cast aside, to isolate those that want to speak the truth, that those who offer bridges, that those who offer freedom to the oppressed. We heard this morning about Darren when he first was arrested. And he had murdered a Native American individual. That they put him in a holding cell with 15 other Native Americans and let those people in the holding cell beat him to a pulp. And then when they took him out of that, they put him in another holding cell with another dozen or so Native Americans. Intentional acts of mercilessness. For someone to stand up and say, that's not right. That's not how we treat one another. That's not even how we treat those who might have done something wrong. It takes courage. But the sheer act of making the truth public is a form of justice. The sheer act of speaking your own truth about how you see God in the world and how you see hope is an act of kindness to somebody else who might need that lifeline. It is exactly as Ken said, our job the live life, throwing bits of kindness, bits of love into the world, because it makes a difference. It makes a difference now more than ever, because there's so many who would want to divide us, to isolate us, to make us think that the problems are so big that we should just give up. It's been a hard few weeks, but I'm not sure that there's ever been a time when it hasn't been a hard few weeks for someone. And I don't have a crystal ball, but I can tell you that it's gonna get uglier. As we go through this year, we will need each other, and the world will need us. Let your light shine. You are salt and light for our world. Amen.